I suppose every war needs heroes, he offered.
Especially this one,
said Forrest and Lohman in unison. Then they looked at each other and laughed. Felix managed a small grin. Well, we better take care of him. Can't lose him now, he said. Lohman laughed again at this, but her laughter had an edge of bitterness to it.
Lose him? How? He'll never even see an ant.
Felix looked at her.
I beg your pardon?
He asked.
Can't lose him, said Lohman sarcastically. Not the darling of good old Earth. Hell, if something happens to Kent, the people back home are liable to figure out that we aren't invincible like the politicians have been telling them. No, they'll be real careful with Kent. Treat him like a newborn baby instead of a warrior. That's not fair, Lohman, said Forrest quickly. He's doing his part. Really? By staging more phony demonstrations while people are getting killed? He's not a warrior anymore, he's a joke.
He could tear you in half with 10% power, said Forrest evenly.
Sure he could, snapped Lohman, undismayed. He could wipe me out, but ants are the enemy. What's he done to them? Where do you think he is right now? He's so far away he couldn't see Banshee with a star probe.
I don't see why it should bother you, said Forrest.
Oh, yeah?
Retorted Lohman. Then suddenly her voice became gentle.
Well, what I'd like to know is why it doesn't bother you, Forrest. You did pretty well yourself, but all it gets you is the dirty jobs. Doesn't it bother you? Don't you ever wonder why you're stuck here about to die when the warrior with the best odds for survival in the fleet will never get a bruise? Just because somebody decided he was going to be our symbol?
Somebody didn't decide. Everybody decided. Or maybe he decided it. He is the best, you know.
I know, snapped Lohman. That's the point.
Lohman, said Forrest patiently, do you really think he has any choice about where he's sent? Do you really think he's a coward?
No, of course not. But just the same, I'd like to see him make a drop.
Suppose he did. We could all say, looky there, he's just a regular warrior like the rest of us. Would you like that?
Yes.
Would you? Would you really?
I said yes, snapped Lohman.
Fine, said Forrest, sitting up straighter.
Felix noticed that she had become quite animated all of a sudden.
So you'd be happy for a while. But what if he bought it? What then? That would be pretty bad, wouldn't it?
Of course it would be bad. I wouldn't want...
You're goddamn right you wouldn't,
retorted Forrest with a growing fervor. Felix looked at her.
And you know why, too, Lohman. Because he's not like everyone else, and you know it. He's not. He is a symbol. He's everybody's symbol, and more. It's like he's the kind of thing that we all... That's all of us put together to...
He's the best of us, said Felix, reciting. The best of our best. The best that each of us will ever build or ever love. So pray for this guardian of our growth and choose him well, for if he be not truly blessed, then our designs are surely frivolous and our future but a tragic waste of hope. Bless our best and adore, for he doth bear our measure to the cosmos.